boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So this morning, my boyfriend neighbor man had to bring me to work, and this man was on something because he was going on a tangent about why the heck do we say going bananas? And so then I started thinking a little bit more about it, and I'm like, wait a minute, this man might be onto something. He was like, why do we say, oh man, like Taylor's gone bananas, like you've gone crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm going bananas today.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why did we pick that fruit? Like, we could have picked apples, we could have picked peaches, we could have said, I'm going mandarin orange, you know? Like,
right.
We could have picked any fruit. Why did we pick bananas? So he was driving me and he's like, I need you to get your phone out right now. And I need you to search this up. So in case anybody needed this useless knowledge, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Because I had to learn it today. So we use the word bananas because it goes back to the 1900s. The word banana oil was used as nonsense or fake talk, kind of like BS. People were using
banana oil in me.
Well, when you say it like that, yeah, it kind of sounds dumb. I'm glad we got rid of that.
Sounds a little filthy.
You're banana oiling me. But shortly, it got just shortened down to bananas. And then the big pop culture world, it got a huge boost because there was a song in the musical Hair on Broadway called Bananas. So then that really just bumped it up even more. So that's kind of why we say, well, Taylor's going bananas.
Mm-mm.
You don't like this. Why do you not
like it? You didn't answer my question. Why was it banana oil? What's wrong with banana oil?
I don't know that part.
Because it's not real?
The internet didn't tell me that part.
I'm leaving with more questions than I arrived with. I don't know.
She kind of wants to start saying banana oil again, man.
I might bring that back.
Taylor's going banana oil.
I kind of like it. Can I tell you about my accomplishment at the gym yesterday?
I always love hearing this. Go on.
Well, actually, no, it wasn't yesterday. I went Saturday, a little Valentine's Day date. How romantic.
Lift me, honey.
No, I'll lift me.
Oh, okay.
I did pull-ups, dude. Now, don't get crazy. I had to use a band to get my...
A whole marching band?
Yeah, that's probably what it would take. No, like one of those, like, elastic bands or whatever. You loop it around and put your knee in it and helps take, you know, some of this weight off my body. But I got back to doing some pull-ups. Assisted pull-ups is probably what they're called. And I did it, and my boyfriend Curly looked at me and said, You're getting strong, actually. And I think he actually meant it. I don't think it was a pity compliment.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How the heck did you not make that thing snap you into the face? Because that's my biggest fear.
I had to push like a box so that I could like stand close to it. Because if I had to jump up there and put my knee in it, I would have came with a black eye today.
I still think coming out of it, how does it not smack you right back in the face?
I'm not dumb. I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, way to tell me that I'm dumb.
You try it and see if it happens to you.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Every so often, I fall down a rabbit hole on TikTok of something that is completely random and I didn't need to know about.
But now she's going to share it with you and me.
If I have to know... You must also know. Did you know that there is an Iowa-themed restaurant in Japan?
Why would they want us?
Okay.
We're
so
boring here.
As you would think. But they don't believe so.
What?
Yeah. There is an Iowa-themed restaurant.
They got Casey's Pizza there?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
They've heard about the Casey's Pizza. They did, didn't
they? That would make sense, but it's a barbecue place. It's called Big Iowa Barbecue. Now I'll give you some, because there's videos of it going around that it's decorated with Iowa flags and like a bunch of
ice.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
A lot of different
Stop
Iowa
it.
Memorabilia. Now some people say that Field of Dreams is popular, so that they tie Iowa to that, because obviously it was filmed here. But how did this come about? Let me tell you. There is an Iowa-based company, Birkwood Farms, who is a pork supplier. They do like bacon, chorizo, and smokies, and ribs, all the things. Iowa has had a relationship with Japan the pork industry has since the 60s, because we sent over sweet corn and hogs after like a devastating typhoon back in the 60s. So since then, it's just continued to build from there. They're like, yes, we are loving this partnership that we have going on.
They love our corn.
Yeah, and our hogs.
Hey.
So do we. So the CEO of this, Birkwood Farms, actually met a British entrepreneur who was living in Japan, and he brought him over to the Iowa State Fair, and that convinced him, we need this over in Japan. We need an Iowa-themed restaurant that has...
He had the cookies.
He had the cookies. He had mm-hmm. the cheese curds. He had mm-hmm. the ribs, all of the mm-hmm. things. So mm-hmm. now there's a restaurant over there, and you can even get... some Iowa craft beers.
Shut
so
the front I door. I almost said something I can't.
It's insane. It's like literally you see the videos of it and it's like a little piece of Iowa.
Okay. So I love that if like you're, you know, traveling over there and then you can get a piece of home, which is great.
Yeah.
But what do you think they think of us? Like, I'm just curious. Like, do you think they think the food is great? Do they think it's horrible? Like, I'm just curious.
I don't know.
What they think of our food.
Good.
But, I hope it, they think it's
but
great.
Greasy? That would be, I don't know.
We do love our grease
they
here.
They gotta be real greasy over there in Iowa.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Well, should we talk Valentine's Day reviews?
Oh my God, yeah.
We had a lot of lead up. Okay, so I'll tell you about my Saturday Valentine's Day. I made my lobster pasta.
She did it. This is your first time doing lobster at home?
Yes.
I still don't know my seafood.
Yes. Larry the Lobster, not yes. Mr. Krabs. We had this little lesson on Friday. And I was really nervous because I had no idea what I was doing. I have never bought lobster.
It was dead, right?
Correct. Well, I told you I'm not doing the live thing because I'm so sorry. I can't handle it. My heart can't. I would end up having it as a pet if I would have done that. Not for me.
It just, honey, don't worry. The lobster's in the tub. I couldn't cook it.
Yeah, Larry's going to live here now. No, thank God for the guy at the grocery store because I was like, hey, I'm making a pasta. Can you please tell me what to buy? And it was already like shelled and things. So it was just already in chunks. It was perfect. The pasta, amazing. However, so freaking rich and like gut rot after the fact. So
how was the lobster part though?
It was good.
So you made that part.
It was already cooked. Yeah. Oh. I just had to plop it in. It was great.
So it was it's the sauce, the Alfredo, I'm assuming.
Alfredo, but lobster is very rich too. Rich and like buttery and oh my God, my stomach is so full just thinking about it.
So you were going number two in about 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, we don't need to get into all that.
But I
just,
would love
no,
to.
We both were like vegetative on the couch. And like an hour or so later, I remember, well, I was also going to make a cookie cake. I got the ingredients to make homemade cookie cake. And I look at him and he looks at me and I said, do we really want to take it there this Valentine's Day? Just know I can't be touched. You can't touch my, I will explode if I make this cookie cake and I eat it. And I did. And we ate it with ice cream on
Shut
top.
Shut up. You still made it?
Yeah. So
and then you had ice cream with it
on top because mm-hmm.
it was a touchless Valentine's
it
Day.
It was warm right out the oven. Oh my God, I was like, I literally am going to be in fetal position in the bed because I was so sickly full. How romantic!
You didn't? Did you kiss each other?
Oh, I don't think so.
It was a touchless Valentine.
Oh, but we had the best of times.
And now you're not convincing
times.
Me right now.
It was great. I don't regret it. I don't know that I'd do it again, but it was great.
We have to catch up because it's been a couple days since Valentine's Day, and we kind of need to tell each other how the night went. You made lobster pasta.
Oh my God, it was so good, but I was so full. We were just absolutely
sick from it.
Yeah.
lots of carbs, lots of butter, lots of pasta, lots of Alfredo.
It's my love language.
Well, I got a surprise for the day because Neighbor Man was supposed to work from like 6 a.m. until like, you know, I don't really know, but like 9 o'clock at night. He mm-hmm. works in the food industry. And if you know anything about Valentine's Day, people want their food and they should, right? It's date night, right? He ended up having the night off like, and he didn't find out until the last second because they ended up overstaffing. Mm. And they were like, well, bye, you're cut.
Oh, nice. Good for you, not for him.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, oh, I don't have anything planned because we weren't really going to celebrate Valentine's Day until yesterday. So I'm not going to lie. I kind of felt like we had a really perfect Valentine's Day. For us, I feel like we have gotten more low-key over the last couple of years after knowing each other, and I like that. I don't need the glitz and glam like I used to. But we just kind of stayed home. He played a video game in the gaming room. I sat in my recliner watching him video game while I cross-stitched. And then late at night, we just got some McDonald's, and that was our Valentine's
Wow.
Day. And then, of course, yesterday he treated me to, you know, some breakfast and some desserts. But that was amazing to me. What? Do you want to hear the bad side of Valentine's Day?
What do you mean the bad side?
Well, he ordered something. It's lost in the mail. It was supposed to be delivered Saturday. It didn't get delivered.
Snap.
It was supposed to be delivered Sunday. Didn't get delivered. We'll see if it gets delivered today. We know what I was going to order. Lingerie. It came in. It don't even fit an arm. I swear to God.
Oh, dear God. I have no further questions.
And it's like to the, you know, like sometimes your guy, the guys were like, oh, I like something tight, right? Whatever. It's like not even attractively tight, okay? I'm telling you,
no.
I don't think my arm could fit.
I don't know. I don't need to know.
Taylor's like, no, we're getting to.
I think I'm okay. You sound like a wind chime.
Yeah, I do.
I was so confused earlier because you had a little ding come off of you. And I was like, my phone's never on loud. Your phone's not normally on loud.
Nope.
What is that? And you said it was your Apple Watch making a new fun noise.
Okay, so.
It sounds like a wind chime.
It'd be great if you texted me right now.
Oh.
It will go off.
Well, hang on.
Give 1 second. She'll do it.
Please hold.
The following ding will happen in 2 seconds. Hold on. 1 second. Did you hear it?
Now that one sounded different.
Maybe because you're better.
Maybe.
Okay. And the other people have been texting me all day. No, okay. So my iPhone needed an update and then my Apple Watch needed an update. So I did it all. And apparently when I did the Apple Watch update, it was like, we're going to start dinging every time you get a notification. Mm-hmm. Someone texts you, ding. Someone's at your door, ding. Because my security camera alerts go to my Apple Watch. You get an email, ding, ding, ding. And I don't have time. I sound like I'm like in my 90s, right? You know, your grandparents are like technology challenged.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sound like that for a second here. I don't care to look into how to change it.
Mm-hmm.
If I give it, I'll give you $5 to seriously go and figure
it
out.
I'll do it.
Seriously?
Because you sound like a wind chime. It's like really annoying.
$5. If I don't have to deal with it, I will pay you to figure it out.
Done. You should have said that like 10 minutes ago.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Some days we have the blinds behind me fully drawn. Other days we have them cracked. Today they're fully down, covering the windows, and I choose to keep it that way because honestly it's really rude and disrespectful to look outside and it's so nice looking out and we have to be inside at work. This is horrible.
I know.
It's that time of year where you're like, I can't, don't show me a window because I can think of 15 different things I'd rather be doing. Where's the grill? Where's the baby pool? I'll go for a hot girl walk.
Everybody was grilling, I swear, in my neighborhood yesterday. We had the windows open.
Mm-hmm. So did we.
We better have them open right now, neighbor man. It will be bad if they're not open. But I felt so bad because he bought ingredients to make me our Valentine's Day dinner, which was, you know, shrimp Alfredo. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to regret it. We should have gotten stuff to grill.
Dude, I'm saying, so I don't even want to look out there anymore.
I just wish it was so much easier for us to just take this studio and plant it outside. That's what we need.
Well,
to be-
why not? We got a grill out there.
You're going to grill?
Well, I don't know how, but I think I could figure it out.
If it's charcoal, I can handle it. If it's gas, don't ask me. I've almost burnt my eyebrows off one time. Don't ask questions.
Okay. I don't think you should go near it probably at all.
You were just talking in the Taylor window update about how it's so nice outside. I mean, we're going to be in the 60s. We are in the 60s. Now we're going to be. We are in the 60s. It's gorgeous out. Last night, we had the windows open, and I could just smell. I swear, it felt like every neighbor was grilling steaks, burgers, hot dogs. Mm. We turned the mics off. We're listening to Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. And then while that song's playing, you and I were talking about grilling. I told you, I feel like we personally at my house did not grill enough last year. And we bought a grill for the very first time. Mm-hmm. You would have thought we would have used and abused it.
Mm-hmm. And I said, same. We have a hand-me-down Blackstone, and I don't know that we fired it up more than once last year, which is a shame.
So then you and I were like, okay, you know what? We're going to take it in our own hands. We're going to be women on the grills.
I'm going to learn. I am going to learn.
Girls on grills. Girls on girls. Girls, girls, grills. We'll figure it out.
Okay. That's a work in progress. But we will be. That.
We just got to figure out how to use it, and we got to figure out how to season. And
I'm not worried about seasoning. What do you mean? I don't know how to turn the thing on. That's step number one.
She already knows how to season. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know how to turn the thing on.
I don't want to admit how many hours I spent sitting in my recliner this weekend, but it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours were in the weekend? Probably majority half of that. I was in that recliner.
I support.
But that recliner is in the gaming room. So in the corner, you got Neighbor Man. He's playing some video games of some sort. Then there's me, and I'm cross-stitching.
Mm.
Whole reason we did that so that we can, like, hang out and bond without, like, having to, like, do things together. We can still do our own hobbies, right? So I'm over there. I'm cross-stitching. And I'm just, like, listening to what this dude is saying while he's gaming. And I noticed that he's on lava in the video game. And I'm like, oh, is that lava? And he goes, yeah. And when I touch it, it like really hurts me.
Oh.
This is when I notice we're taking video games a little too seriously. Because he worded it, yeah, if I touch it, it like really hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're not in the game.
No, not at all.
You're not touching lava. It's not really going to hurt you.
What an imagination that is.
I know. I just think it's... Does Curly do the same thing where he's like, okay, I don't know what kind of games he plays. Like maybe like the kind that you get like shot down or something. I don't know. Does he be like, ah, getting shot really hurts. You don't know what that feels like, buddy.
No, I would say it's more so if he plays sports games.
Oh, so now he knows what it feels like to be tackled?
No, he just thinks it's real. Like, I'll be like, hey, can you come cut up this chicken? And he'll be like, hang on, babe, in the middle of a draft, got this number one pick. And I'm like, do you know that none of this is real? Are you getting paid to be a coach? Because, buddy, we're not living like it so far.
And my chicken needs taken
And my chicken needs cut up, dude.
What does your boyfriend wear while he's video gaming? Because I guess I never really thought much about it until this weekend. I spent far too much time than I'd like to admit cross-stitching on my recliner, which is in the gaming room. So Neighbor Man was in there. I don't know what game he was playing.
Okay.
But it was something, and he was a wizard.
Sick.
And he was playing it all weekend long, and I started to pay more and more attention to what he wears while he video games. Because when I cross-stitch, I like to get comfy. I don't know about you when you color. Do you like to get comfy, like sweatpants?
You're
not wearing jeans, are you?
My God, no. I'm not a psycho. What do you mean? Yeah, of course. I have like either like pajama shorts or sweatpants and a sweatshirt or like a big t-shirt.
Yeah.
And a blankie. Always a blankie.
Same. Okay, same. That's what I'm wearing, my comfies, and I've got my heated blankie. I can't be bothered for hours, okay?
Okay.
He's in the corner. He's playing his video games. And yesterday... All day, he was wearing tennis shoes, not jeans. He wears like...
Cargo pants?
Yeah. Cargo pants and a buttoned up shirt.
Okay. Where's he going?
Well, we had a date earlier in the day, but you would have thought, because I did, change out of it, get into some comfies. Mm-hmm. He didn't. Mm-hmm. But if he's not wearing that, because that's normally like what he does wear, like he'll either wear his like street clothes... Or he'll wear his pajama bottoms and like a pajama shirt with his winter coat sometimes. I'm not joking. The man.
While he's gaming?
Yes. I have photo proof. Taylor, I took photos of this because I was like, no one's going to believe me that he will wear pajama bottoms, a top, and his winter coat. And the house ain't that cold, Taylor.
I don't understand at all.
What is Carly wearing? Because I'm
not
like,
that. I'll tell you what. That's not at all what I thought you were going to say. His
genitals. What did you think I was going to say? He was naked or something?
Well, I thought you were going to say what I was going to say, which is generally, like, if I come home after a day of work and he's gaming because he gets home before I do, I will go in and he always seems to have his head covered, whether that's he has a hat on, a beanie, or most of the time, like, a hoodie and he has his hood up.
Okay.
He has a blankie that he keeps in the gaming room that he keeps on his lap. And then bottomless in his undies. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Does he wear a shirt?
Yeah, like a hoodie normally.
Okay, so a hoodie.
Or a t-shirt, and then that's when he has a beanie on. And then he likes his head covered.
And then he's in his boxers.
Yes.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Is he wearing socks?
Yeah, I think so.
I
don't know why that matters, but yes. I'm calling in reinforcements from the chief of the TPD, the Toilet Police Department.
I'm very excited to have this title.
Oh, yeah, that's Destiny, by the way.
I just used the toilet, so I'm very aware, very ready for this.
Well, you know what? If I had to call anybody up about this, it was going to be you. So I need some support.
I'm glad you didn't think of anybody else for this.
Of course not. We got a situation with the toilets at my house, right? To give you some context, I live with my boyfriend Curly, and his brother lives...
First problem, it's two boys.
Downstairs. Well, you're telling me, and that leads to my next point, which is we all have our own bathrooms, okay?
Thank God.
It's great. He has one downstairs, my boyfriend Curly uses one, and I use a different one. We're lucky to have that, because my God, I would lose it if I had to share with the two of them. So it's come to my attention that both boys have cracked their toilet seats, okay? I knew that his brother had replaced his because there was one in the garbage outside. I'm like, okay, maybe he just thought it was time for a new one or he wanted something comfier. I don't know. That's his business. I don't go in his space. And then my boyfriend Curly told me last week, oh my God, my toilet seat is cracked. What do I do? And I'm like, well, I don't know. We get it. You can buy a replacement. Like, we probably just need to do that. And then yesterday I found out that both of them were cracked, and that's why there was one in the garbage.
They got a big butt, and they cannot lie.
I'm saying, juicy cabooses. And now I feel a little left out because...
Girl, I mean, do you ever look sometime at your boyfriend's
butt? Dude, I'm saying caked up, and where's mine?
What are they eating? What are they drinking?
I feed them. I mean the same thing.
Well, where's yours?
My toilet seat is completely intact, is what I will tell you.
Where's your butt?
Well, thanks. I don't know. I'm working on it, okay? It's squat day.
She's like, I'm going to work on it tonight.
No, so it's just theirs and mine's fine. So I don't know what that says or what's going on. Is it their little toilet elf? I don't know.
Okay, I did look into this because I am very curious what's going on with their toilet seats because just both of theirs are broken and yours is fine. First thing is that it could be loose hinges, which makes sense. Maybe they ain't tight in their screws and things like that.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Sounds smartical. I don't know.
I don't use their toilets, so I don't know.
Right. Weight distribution. I never really thought about this, but let's get a little graphic here. When you're wiping.
Okay.
You know, maybe you put all the weight to one cheek.
Okay.
And that could have cracked it, okay? The other thing, which I didn't even think about this, is temperature changes. We've had some weird temperatures so far in January and February. We're really, really cold. And now we're like suddenly 63, 64 degrees today. Yeah. So it could be temperature changes. Now, I'd like to give you, as head TPD, my answer, which is I've always had a fear that when I'm going to the bathroom, one day a snake's going to come up.
I have said that.
And bite me in my butt.
Yeah.
I think you've got snakes in your...
Don't say that.
I think
you've
got
funny.
Snakes in your toilet and they are cracking them seats because they are just waiting to get out. That's what I think it is.
How would they crack the seat?
It's an anaconda, Taylor. The anaconda don't want to be in there anymore.
You don't want no buns? Unless you got buns, hon?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Everybody on TikTok is talking about the Staples baddie.
Oh my gosh, it is all over my FYP.
If you haven't encountered the Staples baddie yet, to give you a little background, I don't know what her name is. I know what her username is, but it's B-L-I-V XX, Liv maybe, I don't know. But everybody just calls her the Staples baddie. Mm-hmm. Now, she works at Staples, believe it or not, and has gone viral for kind of sharing the secrets of Staples as an employee. And it really started off with her showing services and like different products that she wished people did more, took advantage of more at Staples. She showed off like custom mugs or certain stickers, or she even shows, she does like printer ASMR, which I really love.
Oh, I know.
She's like, print a poster with me because I don't know what that looks like. I never get to see it. So a lot of behind the scenes and then telling people how to get the most out of going to Staples, the deals, the services you didn't know about. And people were a little bit worried when she started first blowing up because, you know, big corporation, you never know how they're going to react to that. She's not an advertisement. She is very real about everything. But Staples loves her. She's in the comments, or Staples is in her comments, I should say, and they absolutely support her. She made a comment saying that she has never felt more secure in a job.
Because seriously?
They're loving, I mean, why wouldn't they love it? She's making Staples like the place to go.
I mean, it's genius marketing on her part for Staples. But I'm glad that they're not doing anything. Because again, time and time again, we see people posting on their job and then the big corporation of that job is like, eh, now you're fired.
We don't like the attention. No, no, no. Yeah.
Which is so dumb because all they're doing is just trying to benefit the company. I love what she's doing. It is honestly opened my eyes about what Staples can do.
No idea.
So many features. I had no idea. Honestly, and this might be dumb of me, I thought you just went in, you got paper, you got some pens, and you walked out.
I thought you were going to say just buy Staples.
Well, that one was obvious. I got a feeling that they also did Staples, but that's seriously what I thought. But I also think... I don't know if they're going to offer her like any promotions or anything.
Deserves it.
At least a pay raise would be great. But if they offer her a promotion, I think this is a really great idea because I'm a firm believer anybody up top should start on at bottom. I know McDonald's does this. A lot of people who work in like the bigger corporate part of the job, they have to work. They have to work like in the drive-thru for a couple of months.
Okay.
And I think that is genius. You can't manage people if you don't know what it was like starting at the bottom. I'm a firm believer of that. So I feel like she'd be a great one to bump up because she knows the inside and out of Staples.
Well, clearly, because she talks about it like so organically and definitely knows everything. I think instead of, you know, giving her some promotion as like marketing manager or director of marketing, make it official Staples. Her job title needs to be...
Oh my God.
The Staples baddie.
That's name what tag. It is.
Yes.
Business card. Yes. She can handle.
Billboards.
Hand Billboards.
Staples, call me. I'm ready to help.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
This is kind of a doozy. But what does Vanderpump Rules, The Love Island USA, Bumble, and Cats all have in common?
I don't know.
This is even more of a doozy. Ariana Maddox.
Yes.
That's what they have in common. You're so confused.
Okay,
right.
Well, I'll tell you what I know, which is that I know she hosts Love Island USA.
Okay. Check. You got that correct.
Was she on Vanderpump? I know she's in that sphere.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Bumble, she's single? Current? No, she's not, I thought.
Nope. She's in a relationship.
And then she likes cats.
That's correct. Okay. And she's rescued a ton of animals over the last several years.
Cool. I like her.
So then what the heck does Bumble have to do with anything if she's in a relationship? Well, Ariana Maddox actually, fun fact, has never been on a dating app in her entire life.
Okay.
So, why is she on? What does Bumble have to do with all this? She's actually teaming up with Bumble, Fresh Step, the kitty litter company.
I use that. I do. The multi-cat specifically.
I like how you know the exact one.
Well, I'm trying to get in on this, whatever it is. I'm already on board.
Okay. She's teamed up with Bumble, Fresh Step, and Best Friends Animal Society, which is a nonprofit, to encourage singles to date cats rather than humans this Valentine's Day. Now,
down.
I know Valentine's Day was on Saturday, but you still have some time to join the campaign, Date Cats, Not Humans. It's a campaign that actually began on February 3rd, and it has taken over Bumble, and it's giving people the opportunity to swipe right on cats that are adoptable, and so they can make a connection with cats rather than humans. Fresh Step, the kitty litter company, is providing, when you make a connection with a kitty, free cat litter for new cat parents on the app. For an entire month for free.
I love that.
Then on top of that, they're also covering cat adoptions as well. This campaign ends today. So you got some time to quickly, if you're single and you know, you're like, I'm over the dating scene, but I'd love a cat to get to swiping, baby. Here's the thing. If you want to follow the story, because I know you're very interested from this, from what I'm telling you, you can follow Fresh Steps on their Instagram and TikTok. They've been doing some updates about it. But this is kind of interesting because 11% of people who are on dating apps say they are more likely to swipe on people who have...
If you have a pet.
A pet in their picture. So it's kind of come full circle eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Well... Yes, without the messy breakup. Because here's the bad thing about swiping and like connecting with somebody on a dating app and they do have a pet is maybe you like the pet more than the person.
100%.
Right? And then it's like, well, I don't like you, but I don't want to leave your kitty cat.
Right.
Now, just cut out the like weird dude from Bumble in between. Right. And get the cat instead. That's the type of swiping. If you have to swipe because you're feeling sad and everybody else around you had like a great Valentine's Day, this is the type of swiping that you should be doing.
This 100%.
Can I swipe? I'm in a relationship, but I would like to swipe on the cats.
I need to tell you something super embarrassing. I know you're going to judge me, so I guess I should just say it anyways. I'm too afraid to delete our text messages with each other. Let me give you the backstory.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Who else am I?
I don't know.
Is there somebody
behind me?
There's somebody in the room with us? Creepy. No. I did an update on my phone. It's been acting kind of weird and like a little glitchy and slow. So I was like, well, it's probably due for an update. Never get around to it. And when I did the update, it was like, do you want to temporarily undownload apps? And I was like, sure, if it gets you some room to shut you up and do the download,
do it.
Well, now I have to put those apps back on my phone, and I have no room.
Right.
So in my settings, I learned the top two things that have way too much, like,
data
on my phone is photos, which I'm not deleting, and text messages. So I looked into it, and the top two people I text way too much are you and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man. I don't have it in me to delete the text messages with him, and I definitely don't have it in me to delete our text messages. Here's the reason why. We got some good tea in there. The tea is tan. You know, like, what if I want to go back and see what we said about, I don't know, Curly or Neighbor Man 2 years ago? You know, or what if there's a recipe from 4 years ago you sent me about chicken wings and I want to see it?
Number one, you don't cook, so that's immediately no.
Okay, what if there's a TikTok that I know you sent me from a year
Do
and a half?
Do you ever scroll back that
Sometimes.
Far? I don't. I mean, like, that's really nice. But I feel like you're just wasting space. Neighbor Man, I get, because maybe there's, like, I don't know, something meaningful in there. When have I ever been meaningful? You know what I mean? Never.
Yeah, she doesn't really, you know, put her heart out there for anyone.
No. So I'm like, should I just start emailing you any links to anything?
That would be nice. Because in my email, there's unlimited space. You know what I'm saying? I could just
put it. Until there's not.
That's true. We'll figure that problem out when we get there. But I could at least put you in folders. Like, she was meaningful here.
Oh, recipes. That one's empty.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.